the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 15, 5-2, 1923. See then how all the goods of man find again their connection, the tight bond of the let us make man in our image and likeness. The validity of each of his acts, the restitution of the lost goods, as well as the signature and the assurance of his lost happiness, both terrestrial and celestial, is given back to man. See, we have no idea of how happy we're going to be. And so Jesus is asking us in all our situations to say, Fia, I trust you. Jesus, I believe in you. I trust you. And when we do this, he says, you're going to be happy both in heaven and now on earth. Therefore, it is so necessary that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that I had no other interest, nor did I teach any other prayer but the Our Father. And the Church, faithful executor and depository of my teachings, has it always on her lips. And in every circumstance, and everyone, learned and ignorant, the little and the great, the priests and the lay people, the kings and the subjects, all pray that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, and not only were we praying it, but we're beginning to live it. And that's why no matter what we have to go through, it's fiat, fiat, fiat. Volume 15, 7:11-23. And in order to keep my own gifts safe from the moment Our Lady was conceived until she conceived me, I, God, kept the Blessed Mother hidden in the light of the Most Holy Trinity, which was her custodian and had the office of directing Our Lady in everything. Then, when I was conceived in her virginal womb, being the true priest and head of the first of all priests, I myself took the charge of keeping Our Lady and directing her in everything, even in the motion of her heartbeat. And when I died, I, Jesus, entrusted the Blessed Mother to another priest, St. John, a soul so privileged who contained all graces unique in the divine mind, unique in history. I did not want to leave Our Lady without the assistance of a representative of mine up to her last breath. Now, my daughter, you too are unique in my mind, and I shall also be unique, and shall also be unique in history. Now, this is what we're going to find out about Luisa. There shall not be, either before you, Luisa, or after you, another creature from whom I shall dispose, as though forced by necessity, the assistance of my priests. I, God, have chosen you, Luisa, in order to deposit in you, Luisa, the divine sanctity, the divine goods, the divine effects, and the divine attitude of my supreme will. It was appropriate and just and decorous for the very sanctity that my divine will contains that one of my priests should assist you and be the first depository of the goods which my holy divine will contains, so as to let them pass from his lap into the body of the whole Church. What great attention is required of you and of the priests, of you in receiving from me, like a second mother to me, the great gift of my most holy divine will in the knowledge of all its qualities, and of the priests in receiving them from you, Luisa, so that the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven may be fulfilled in my holy Church. Therefore, just as we, Triune God, entrusted our Mama Mary to St. John, that she might deposit in him and from him to the Church the treasures and the graces of all my teachings, which I, God, had deposited in the Church during the course of my life, when she was entrusted to me, and I acted as priest to the Blessed Mother, as I deposited in her, as in a sanctuary, all the laws and the precepts and the doctrines which the Holy Church was to possess. And Mary, faithful as she was, and jealous of even one word of mine, deposited them in my faithful disciple John, so that they might not be lost. And therefore, my Mama has primacy over the whole Church. So I did with you, Louisa. Since the Via Voluntas Tua must serve the whole church, I, God, entrusted to you, Louisa, a priest of mine. This is St. Honorable de Francia. That you may deposit in the priest everything I, God, manifested to you about my most holy divine will, the goods contained in the divine will, and how the creature must enter into the divine will, and how the paternal goodness wants to open another era of grace, placing God's goods, which he possesses in heaven, in common with the creature, and giving back to the soul the lost happiness. Therefore, be attentive and be faithful to me. See, it gives you a glimpse of the Be Attentive book. Jesus is saying, don't get distracted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. He says, I want you to be drawn into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't be seduced by the world, the flesh, and the devil. But be drawn into the life of my Father and of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. That's why, again, this prayer over here, we say that every day. I want to be free of my human will. It's not just saying it once. You say this every day at Holy Mass. Every day you receive Holy Communion. And within a year, you're going to see something completely different within you. What Jesus will do is he will start manifesting to you deeper truths. He will start manifesting to you how we can trust in him in all situations, because he's freeing us from our human misery. Volume 16, 2:24-24. I am not like the kings of the earth who deal with the great. I, God, prefer to deal with little ones because they are more docile and attribute nothing to themselves, but everything to my goodness. But in spite of this, I too chose one of my priests who would assist you in this state of yours. And as much as you begged me to free you from his daily coming, I did not listen to you, Louisa. And even though you were no longer subject to fall back into that state, I, God, shall not allow that you lack his assistance. This was the reason for which you had to have one of my priests, so that he would be aware of the law of my will. And knowing my teachings, he would be witness and depository of the law so holy. And as my faithful priest, he would make public within my church the great good which I, God, want to do to my church by making my most holy divine will known. See, that's the other thing, too. When talking to a priest, what you do is it's not a time to talk about, you know, anything and everything. This is how you talk to a priest. Father, in my prayer, this is what I heard from Jesus. This is what I wrote down in my journal. And everybody should have a journal. This is what Jesus showed me. And I think this is what God is asking. You know, what do you think? See, we're not supposed to talk about your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. It's not talking about your art and your music. This is my soul. And in prayer, this is what I got. That's all that a spiritual direction isn't to tell you what to do. That's not spiritual direction. Spiritual direction is you say to the priest, I've been praying, and over a course of a few months, you know, Jesus gives me a glimpse of this. Jesus gives me a glimpse of that. And I think he's saying this. And I think this is what God wants for me. And then you put it in the priest's hands. And he'll say, let me pray about it. And what Jesus will do is he won't say to you, you have to do this, you have to do that. He will say, what do you see in this? And it's got to come from you. It's not him. He's a mirror. That's what a priest is supposed to be in spiritual direction. He's a mirror. What happens at that point, you're saying, I'm putting my lipstick on, and I'm putting it on right here. And he's going, well, you know, I think it should be a little lower into your left. No, this is how I've always done it. And he's, well, that's not where lipstick goes. No, Father, you don't understand. This is where I put it. I put it right here. And he goes, no, it should be a little lower into. And when we're obedient, it's okay. I don't understand this. Okay, but I'll. Okay. And then you go, well, this is a lot better. I mean, a priest, it's not to tell you what to do. It's you say, this is what Jesus is showing me. Like I said, what about the prayer? Father, I have to go, I'm facing eternal death or physical death. I don't know which way to choose. He says, stop it. I said, okay, that was easy. I really thought I mean, it was daily, you know, coming to this point of I have to do something. And my spiritual director just says, hey, just don't pray like that. And I've never had any trouble with that since. It's really important that it's Jesus speaking to you, especially in these writings. And he will show you how to be docile. He will show you how to be surrendered. He will show you how to be submissive. It's really, really astonishing. So Jesus says very clearly, he says, I want the priests to make public within my church the great good that I, God, want to do in my church by making the divine will known. That's the priest's job. So your job is, like, the Green Book is a great book to present to a priest. You can say, Father, this is what the Vatican says. And then you could say, for like Lent, Father, would you pray with us the 24 hours of the Passion? Well, I haven't got time for that. Okay. Would you bless us? I'll just bless us. See, what that's doing is it's helping the priest. People, most people don't want God. You know, most people don't want God. But when you go to a priest and say, this is important to me, and I need help here to help me discern, then the priest, you know, just say, 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking for. And again, what will happen is, little by little, the priest will say, over a period of time, okay, I understand your spirituality, and I've seen what you're saying here. Let me look into this a little more. You're going to help the priest do what he is called to do. Make public within my church the great good which I, God, want to do in my church by making my most holy divine will known. See, it's very important. And like for May, get the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, get the prodigies of the Blessed Mother, and say, I really want to focus on the Blessed Mother. And this is what I see. Would you help me with this? You know, help me understand this. And basically, this will bring a priest. Then you'll have a priest for your prayer group. Because what you're going to do is you're going to begin to live the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary through Louisa. So he says this, volume 18, 11, 5, 25. The ordination of a priest constitutes a man to a supreme height, to a divine character, the repeater of my divine life, the administer of the sacraments, the revealer of my secrets, the revealer of my gospel, the revealer of my most sacred science, the peacemaker between heaven and earth, the bearer of Jesus to souls. That's the priest. I went to an ordination of a priest, and he after the ordination, he said, "You, everybody in this room is important to me, and the reason is because Jesus presented you to me, and my job is to get you to heaven." That's the soul of a priest, and how does he do this? It's very clearly, he says, he has been at ordination brought to a supreme height, to a divine character, to the repeater of my life, to the administer of the sacraments, the revealer of my secrets, the revealer of my gospels, the revealer of the most sacred science, the peacemaker between heaven and earth, the bearer of Jesus to souls. This is astonishing. And priesthood is falling apart all around us. And the reason is because the laity are taking the place of the priest and the priests are taking the place of the laity. Now, the priest, you have to understand, it's a divine character. That this is, again, every priest knows his limitations. Every priest knows that he is nothing. I remember when I wanted to get ordained, I wanted to use the in the first reading, "O worm Israel, O maggot Judah." And no, I did use that. I did use that. With the second reading, I didn't use. And the bishop looked at me like, "What are you doing?" And I'm going, "Well, this is where I'm coming from. I'm nothing. I have nothing." And this is what a priest knows. The priest knows that God alone is holy. God alone is good. And he has there's nothing that he has that's of him that is of any value. Yet Jesus chose the weak. Jesus chooses those that are insignificant. And why does he do this? To prove that it's not them. It's to prove it. And so what the Lord is asking of us is to understand the supreme height, the divine character, the repeater of Jesus' life, the administer of the holy sacraments, the revealer of Jesus' secrets, the revealer of God's gospel, the revealer of the most sacred science. He is the peacemaker between heaven and earth. He is the bearer of Jesus to souls. So we have to understand this. And he's not there to entertain you. He's not there. He's there to lead you to Jesus. And we can help them with this gift of gifts, with this prodigy of prodigies, especially the 24 hours of the Passion. "Father, would you pray this with me?" And if he says, "No, I haven't got time," then would you bless us? Bless, this is how many are reading it in your parish. Would you bless us? And again, this is just the beginning of freeing the priest from all that he has to do in order to become what Jesus says here. Volume 19, 6, 15, 26. "And just as I chose St. Joseph to be together with me and my mama, as our cooperator, tutor, and vigilant sentry for me and for the Sovereign Queen, in the same way, I have placed near you, Louisa, the vigilance assistants of my priests, as cooperators, tutors, and depositories of the knowledges of the goods of the prodigies contained in my most holy divine will. And since my holy divine will wants to establish its kingdom in the midst of people through you, I, God, want to deposit this celestial doctrine in my priests as my new apostles." Now, this is the difference. The priests are the new apostles. The laity are the new disciples. Okay, we have to understand there's a difference here. "So that first I may form with them the link of the connection with my divine will, and then they may transmit it into the midst of peoples. If it were not so, or it were not to be so, I would not have insisted so much of having you write, nor would I have permitted the daily coming of the priest. But I have left all my work between me and you. Therefore, be attentive and leave me free to do what I, God, want in you." And it's the same thing. You can't receive Holy Eucharist without the priest. And Jesus says you can't receive the first bread without the priest. Don't Protestantize this. Don't say we're all presbyters. We're Presbyterian. We don't need priests. We're all priests. This has to come from a priest. And what I've heard, I remember a number of times I would be in conferences, and I would go last because I'd have to go to a lot of corrections because it was not accurate. It's because the lady does not understand the depth of this. This is so deep. It's so beautiful. It's so holy. It's not human. And see, the ontological change that happens to a priest, the priest receives the power because it's an angelic power from the choir of powers. It's the center of all the angels, the powers. It's not, I remember this one nun said, I want the power of the priesthood. I said a few things to her, but I can't remember what it was. It's not the power, it's Jesus. It's to allow Jesus to speak through the priest. That's why somebody can give a nice talk, but it's not a homily if he's not a priest or a deacon. It's not a homily. It's that was a great talk. It has no power in it. There's no power in it. It's not going to change a soul. See, we have to begin to understand that the power of the priesthood is angelic, and that comes through ordination, where the priest is ontologically changed. He is no longer just a man. He becomes an alter Christus, another Christ. I remember being in the hospital, and again, it's nothing to do with me, but I think it was this one girl she was in. She was working on the ambulances, and we would always be there, and I'd always get there when they're trying to keep the person alive, and there's no pulse, there's no pulse, there's no pulse, and I would just reach in and just anoint the forehead, and I'd go, we got a pulse, and then I'd look at her, and I'd go back to church. And this happened time after time after time after time, and she wouldn't go back to church. But it's the power of the priesthood, even around the demonic. I've been around some things where I literally saw fangs, and I'm not kidding you. And I wasn't scared. I love my cross, and I usually give my cross to someone when they go to confession. And this person had my cross, and then all of a sudden this growl came out, and I glanced up and I went, oh dear, she got my cross. And I knew that the demon had to obey the priest. And when I left I was praying. I wasn't from that area. I was praying that she would meet some priest that would help her. She was a daily communicant. Help her be freed of the satanic. It was awful. It was really awful. And there's other situations. See, the priest, like we just blessed the bells. There's seven prayers that we pray for the bells. Each bell should have a cross on it. When you ring the bell, the demons have to obey everything that's been prayed by the priest. They hear every word that has been prayed by the priest. And they have to obey. They have to obey. So when you have the bell and you say, Lord Jesus, be with me, the demons flee. This is why at Mass, why ringing during the consecration? To drive the demons away so that we can be alone with God. You know, it's the candles, the holy oil, everything has been given to us. The sacramentals are to help us be free of the evil one. Like I said, everybody should have a holy water font near their door. So you bless yourself as you enter. You bless yourself as you leave. And it can't just be holy water. Exercised holy water. Exercised salt. And again, we still have water over there. I've got plenty of jugs out there. Grab as many as you want. This is important. And the reason the salt is in the water is so that when you sprinkle it and the water evaporates, the salt is still there. The blessing is still there. Sometimes I use so much salt that when you bless yourself, you always got a white dot on your forehead. It's really fun. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I just got a white dot. Okay. So again, Jesus says, these are the new apostles, so that I may form within them the link and connection with my divine will, and then they may transmit it to the midst of peoples. If it were not so, it were not to be so, I would not have insisted so much to having you write, nor have you have permitted the daily coming of the priest. See, the Jesus loves us so much that he's given us priests. I can't get over it. And that I would have left all the work between me and you. Therefore, be attentive. Be attentive. Volume 19, 18, 26. While I was praying, I found myself outside of myself, and at the same time I saw the Reverend Father who must occupy himself with the printing of the writings of the Most Holy Divine Will. This was Father Inibele. And what the Archbishop said is you can have the writings if you have a priest. And if you don't have a priest, I'll be your priest. Or Father will be your priest. It's very important. You need the protection of the priesthood. He says, our Lord was near him, taking all the knowledges, the effects, the values that he has manifested about the supreme will. It shouldn't be shall. The supreme will. Sorry about that. Which had, that should be will, W-I-L-L. Which had changed into the threads of light and impressing them in his intelligence in such a way as to form a cross of light around his head. And while doing this, Jesus said to him, my son, the task I have given you is great. And therefore, it is necessary that I, God, give you much light in order to make you comprehend with clarity what I have revealed. He's not saying this to the laity. It's the priest who teaches. In fact, they shall produce their effects according to the clarity with which they shall be exposed, even though they are most clear in themselves. Indeed, in regards to my divine will, is light that descends from heaven, which does not confuse or dazzle the sight of the intelligence, but has the virtue of strengthening and enlightening the human intellect so that it be, so as to be comprehended and loved, and of the casting of the depths of the soul, the source of her origin. See, it's to go back to paradise. This is so great. Of the true purpose for which mankind was created in the order between God and man, God and creature. In each one of my sayings, each one of my manifestations, each one of my knowledges about my supreme will are as many strokes of a brush to make the soul return to the likeness of her God. Image and likeness. This is what the divine will is doing. Everything that I've said about my divine will is nothing other than the preparing the way, forming the army, gathering the chosen people, preparing the royal palace, disposing the ground in which the kingdom of my divine will must be formed, and so rule and dominate. Therefore, the task I am entrusting to you is great. I, God, shall guide you. I, God, shall be near you, so that everything may be done according to my most holy divine will. That's the role of the priest. That's why when you have trouble and you get to a point in the writings where you go, I don't know what this means, go to the priest and he will answer it for you. This is important. It's very the must. You have to understand the word must, and this is why it's underlined. Jesus said to when Mary and Joseph went to the temple after they had lost him for 3 days, they said, why did you do this? And he says, don't you know that I must be in my Father's house? This isn't... And he says this to Peter. He says, you know, I must be crucified. I must be rejected. I must die. This isn't a hope. This is what has to happen. He says very clearly, preparing the royal palace, of which the kingdom of my will must be formed. This is going to happen. And he's using us, all of us, to bring this about. The kingdom is coming. It's a divine decree. It's very close. You have to understand, how close is it? Louisa died 71 years ago. 70 in sacred scripture is means fulfillment. It's fulfilled. Like he said right before, everything is complete. Everything is ready. Now we begin to live it. See, this is what this Lent is going to be, a great Lent. We're going to live this. And how do we do it? By being peaceful, joyful, and happy. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. God is going to free us. And when everything is collapsing around us, we're going to say, fiat. I trust you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. This must be formed in us. So if things are going wrong in your family, so be it. Fiat. God is saying, who do you trust? Their sin or my glory? What do you trust? And when we say, I trust in you, and he says, good, I'll take care of the situation. But when we worry about it, God says, it's yours. You want to be the Savior, you save him. It's, no, Jesus, I trust you. I have confidence in you. 5:20, 11:6, 26. It shall happen to you as it happened to me in the kingdom of the redemption. I, God, did everything that was needed. I, God, formed the foundation. I, God, gave the laws and the counsels that were needed. I, God, instituted the sacraments. I, God, left the gospel as the norm of their life. I, God, suffered unheard of pains unto death. But while being on earth, I, God, saw little or almost nothing of the fruits and of carrying out of redemption. After I have done everything, I had nothing left to do. So I entrusted to the apostles that they might be criers of the kingdom of redemption, so that the fruits of the works that I, God, did for the kingdom of the redemption might come out. The same shall happen for the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We, this is Louisa, Our Lady, Jesus, Our Lady, and Louisa, we shall do it together, my daughter. Your pains, your long sacrifices, your incessant prayers that my kingdom may come soon, and my manifestations about it, I, God, shall unite everything together with me and shall form the foundations. And once I have completed everything, I shall entrust my kingdom to my priests. Do you see why you need a priest for your prayer group? So that, like second apostles of the kingdom, my divine will, they may be the criers of the kingdom. Do you think that the coming of the Father de Francia, who shows so much interest and who has taken to heart the publications of it regarding my will, came by chance? No, no. I, God, myself deposited it. It is the providential act of the supreme will that wants the priest as the first apostle of the divine fiat and proclaimer of it. And since he happens to be the founder of an order, it is easier for him to approach bishops and priests and people and within his own institute in order to proclaim the kingdom of my divine will. This is why I, God, assist him so much, and I give him special light, because in order to understand my divine will, it takes great graces, not little lights, but a sun to comprehend a holy and eternal will. Sorry, I just lost place. As well as the great disposition of the part of the one to whom this office is entrusted. I've listened to lay people talk about the divine will, and they fall short because the priest is given the great graces. The priest is given the special light. And we should listen to the priest explanation. I mean, I hear so many prayer groups that they go and they discuss it. I don't know what they're discussing, but if they don't have a priest, they've Protestantized it. It's the priest has the power through the ordination to teach. He is the teacher. He's the apostle. It says very clearly. And then the daily coming of the priest, I myself also disposed the priest that I might find quickly the first apostles of the fiat of my kingdom, so that they might proclaim what regards my eternal world. Therefore, let me, God, finish first, so that after I have completed it, I, God, may entrust it to the new apostles of my most holy divine will. And you, Louisa, shall be able to come to heaven to see from up there the fruits of the longed-for kingdom of the eternal fiat. See, the priests, see, this is why Jesus says, I'm going to renew the priesthood. Now think about it. If the priest really begins to allow Jesus to reign in him, when he goes to the hospital, are there going to be anybody sick left in that hospital? No, they can't be. He goes to a mental institution. Is anybody in that mental institution still mental? No. It can't happen. He goes to the prison. Will anybody in prison still remain a criminal? No. The rectories are empty. The hospitals are full. The mental institutions are full. The prisons are full. Jesus says he's going to bring his priests as the new apostles of the new era, and everyone's going to be healed. but not just physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, but divinized. You see what Jesus is bringing? This is not ordinary. This is extraordinary what God is doing. This is amazing what God is doing. And He's using the weakest. He's using the littlest. He's using those that are most insignificant in the world today. That's the priests. The priests, the good priests are alone praying. Then, and what Jesus is going to do is He's going to give them the book of heaven through you, through the laity. And then the priests will be the apostles, the new apostles of the new era. Jesus has got this all planned. All that He asks of us is fiat. Volume 21, 3:16-27. My daughter, a sorrow of mine poured out of the secrecy of the heart of one who loves me and has the virtue of changing justice into mercy, and my bitterness changed into sweetness. Sweetnesses. Then after I trusted you, arranging everything together with you, I, God, called my priests, giving them the order to make known to the people the beautiful news about my supreme fiat and the many knowledges about my supreme fiat. How I, God, called everyone that they may come into my kingdom. Get out of the prison. Get out of the prison of the exile of the human will. Take possession of the lost goods, so as to live no longer unhappy as slaves of the human will, but happy and free in my most holy divine will. And just as the secret has had the virtue of allowing us to tell each other heart to heart the many wonderful manifestations about the eternal fiat, as this long streak of ours comes out, it shall have such an impact on the people that amazed the people themselves shall pray with sighs that my kingdom may come to put an end to all their evils. Do you see what God has given to us? It's very close. You have to understand this. This is very close. But he's waiting for us to begin to live this. Volume 23, 10:27. It happens with the soul as with the accidents of the host that, though being matter, lends itself to let itself be animated by my sacramental life as long as those same words spoken by me in instituting the most holy sacrament are pronounced by the priest. It's Jesus who is speaking them in the priest. See, it's to hear when the priest speaks the words of consecration. This is Jesus. God creating Himself through a human. You see why we, as Catholics, understand the divine will. The sacraments show us the mysteries that through a human, God is creating Himself. That's extraordinary. Through a human, through baptism, God is ontologically changing that child. No longer a son or daughter of Adam, becomes a son or daughter of God. See, what God has planned, He's going to... it's going to be an explosion of I love yous all around us. I mean, as Catholics, we already see this. Those words, those were the words animated by my fiat that contained the creative power. And this is why the matter of the host undergoes the transubstantiation of the divine life. One can pronounce as many words as one wants over the host, but if they are not those few words pronounced by the priest, established by the fiat, my life remains in heaven, and the host remains the wretched matter of what it is, of that it is. See, it's... Now think about this. This is the amazing. As the priest teaches the divine will, these words of Jesus are changing. They're not the words of the lay people. This is the first bread. There are three breads, remember. The weird wonder bread, the third bread, the second bread, the supersubstantial, the Holy Eucharist, and the first bread, the bread the perennial communion that Adam had before the fall, the perennial communion that Jesus lived, the perennial communion that Our Lady lived. That's living in the divine will. This is what's coming. This is what God has planned. Volume 23, 118, 28. After this, I was thinking, what shall be the utility of these writings of the divine will? Louisa was always asking that. In my highest and only good, Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, all of my works hold hands. And this is the sign that they are my works, divine works, that one does not oppose the other. On the contrary, they are so bound among themselves that they sustain one another. This is so true that having to form my chosen people from which and within which the future Messiah was to be born, and from that same people I, God, formed the priesthood that instructed the people and prepared them for the great good of the redemption, I gave them laws, manifestations, and inspirations upon which the sacred scriptures were formed, that I called the Bible, and all were intent on studying it. Then, he says, with my coming upon earth, I did not destroy the sacred scriptures. On the contrary, I supported them. My gospel that I announced opposed them in nothing. On the contrary, they sustained each other in an admirable way. And in the forming of the new nascent church, I formed the new priesthood that does not detach itself either from the sacred scriptures or from the gospel. All are intent upon them in order to instruct the peoples. And it can be said that anyone who did not want to draw from this salutary font does not belong to me, because these are the basis of my holy church and of the very life which the peoples are formed. Now, what I manifested in my divine will that you write, Louisa, can be called the gospel of the kingdom of the divine will. Now think about that. These are the words of Jesus. The book of heaven is called the Gospels of the Gospel of the Kingdom of my divine will. And Scripture says in Matthew 24, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the world. So as we read this, everyone, you're giving it to all the souls that don't want the divine will. This is your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. This is from Adam to the last man. You're proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom to them as you read, as you study. In nothing does it oppose either sacred scriptures nor the gospel that I announced while being on earth. On the contrary, it can be called the sport of the one and the other. And this is why I, God, allow and I call priests to come to read the gospel, all of heaven, the gospel of the kingdom of my divine fiat. See, he's calling the priests to do this. So as to say, as I said to the apostles, preach it throughout the whole world. In fact, my works can make use of the priesthood, and just as I had the priesthood before my coming in order to prepare the people, and the priesthood of my church in order to confirm my coming and everything that I did and said, so I, God, shall have the priesthood of the kingdom of my divine will. Here is the utility of the many things that I have manifested to you, Louisa, and the many surprising truths, the promises of the so many goods that I, God, must give to the children of the Fiat Voluntas Tua. They shall be the gospel, the basis, the inexhaustible font from which all shall draw the celestial life, the terrestrial happiness, and the restoration of their creation. Oh, how happy they shall feel, those who with yearning shall drink in large gulps from these fonts of my knowledges, because they contain the virtue of bringing the life of heaven and banishing any unhappinesses. This is why when something goes wrong in your family, it's fiat. I trust you, Jesus. You can look with total confidence. It looks really bad, but I trust you, Jesus. That's what God is waiting for. Then in hearing this, I was thinking to myself about the big issues concerning the writings of the divine will that are in Messina, brought there by the blessed memory of the venerable Father DeFrancia. See, what happened here is he took all of Luis's writings and went to Messina and died. Here's Louisa going, all these years writing, and now there's nothing. She says, how myself and the other superiors absolutely want them here, while the superiors of Messina rigorously recommended that the Venerable Father DeFrancia, before dying, wanted to keep them over there for their publications when God pleases. So we do nothing but send letters of fire back and forth, them to keep them and us to get them back. And I was feeling all worried and bored and tired, and I was saying to myself, how could Jesus, a good Jesus, allow all this? Does that sound familiar in your life? How could Jesus allow all this? Who knows whether he too feels disappointed? And he, listen to what God says, and he, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you were worried, but I am not disappointed at all. You see what Jesus is saying to us? Don't think humanly. You have to begin to understand things divinely. On the contrary, I enjoy in seeing the interest that priests take in these writings, that they shall form the kingdom of my divine will. This means that they appreciate the great good of them, and each one will want to keep such a great treasure with himself to be the first to communicate it to others. And while the issue of who is going to win lasts, one approaches the other in order to consult one another on what to do. And I, God, enjoy more that more of my priests get to know that there is this treasure that's so great of making known the kingdom of my divine will. And I use this to form the first priests of my coming kingdom of my fiat. My daughter, it is a great necessity to form the first priests, that they shall serve me like the apostles serve me to form my church, the ones who shall occupy themselves with these writings in order to publish them, putting them out to print them, to make them known. They shall be the new evangelists of the kingdom of my supreme will. That shouldn't be shall, my will. And just as the ones who are most mentioned in my Gospels are the four evangelists who wrote it, to the highest honor and my glory, it shall be for those who shall occupy themselves with the writings and knowledges of my divine will. In order to publish them, like new evangelists, there shall be the greater mention of them in the kingdom of my divine will, to their highest honor and my great, great glory, in seeing the order of the creature, the life of heaven on earth, the only purpose of creation, return into my bosom. Therefore, in these circumstances, I expand the circle, and like the fisherman, I, God, listen to this, catch those who must serve me for a kingdom so holy. Therefore, let me do, and do not be worried. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.